Wait a minute. Wait. There's traffic out in the roadway where I just I didn't even catch where it is. Of course, I'm not driving right now, so I guess it really doesn't matter.
Be careful of that traffic out there. Maybe near Lake Almanor.
If you're going furniture shopping, just pay attention if you're driving, because what you need could be right in front of you.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. You ever get on the road and, like, let's say between here and San Francisco, and if you look alongside the road, you'll see a random shoe, or then there'll be a shirt, and then there might be another shoe, and then there'll be a hat or a hard hat, whatever. When I used to drive to San Francisco, and you'd be stuck in traffic, I would play a game, and it would be, if I were thrown out right here, how many miles would I have to, and I was naked, uh-huh. Okay? You throw me out naked, how far would I have to go before I could be fully clothed?
Uh-huh. And you see, folks, this is the man I'm on the radio with every Sunday afternoon. So.
And usually you could only have to go about a mile and you'd have everything you need. Anyway, here we go. Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, Canada says come visit, but the U.S. says not so fast. Wait till you get that furniture out of the road first. Delta becomes the first of the big three to extend the benefits of frequent flyers who haven't flown much into next year. And the price of an Uber ride has risen 79% in 18 months, according to one report. Details next in the news.
In our Smarter Traveler report at 3:20, fake smoking and other charges are on the rise at hotels. We have some great wisdom on how to avoid those surprises.
It's been a long time since Steve LaRosa gave us an update on what's going on around town. So grab your mask and see what he has for us, including outdoor parks and a cruise fest at 3:35.
And at 3:45, Mark has a special, Just One Man's Opinion. It's a message for those who haven't yet been vaccinated.
Thanks to you for taking time out of your day to join us. Trying to help people get safely back on the road, we are the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
To Alaska, I go north to Russia's own.
All I want from them and man.
I come from a land of love. I bless the rains down in Africa.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
With the show.
Hey there. You never know what you're going to get 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, even if it is the Travel Guys. Mark and Tom here. Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano with you, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, here every Sunday, 3 to 4. By the way, you can follow along and get links to what we talk about and our special guests always at TravelGuysRadio.com. Well, a good Sunday afternoon to you, Mark. How's everything going?
Same to you. Pretty quiet. I'm a baseball fan. We're rounding the turn and heading into the home stretch of the pennant races now, and the Giants are playing well. The A's are playing well. If you're a baseball fan, they're good days. So, I went to an interesting place. I didn't get to leave town much, you know, go traveling last week. So,
okay.
you know, on my side hustle is appraising and buying coins collections from folks. And occasionally one of my travelers will have a coin or two that they want me to take a look at. And so ladies called up and asked me to come over. And it's a lady who owns the Dollhouse, which is this elegant dollhouse, it's called, which is this wonderful place on Fulton Avenue. If you had a dollhouse, you know, you would need furniture and you would have to have other little things. It's kind of like coin collecting or something else like that, you know, collecting of anything. Anyway, just this wonderful store that had this incredible vibe to it. I felt like that lots of people had come there over time and been happy because the store, and there was stuff. Oh, my goodness, stuff. You know, a store that has stuff. If it had anything to do with a dollhouse, by golly, it was in that store.
There you go. Everything from furniture to utensils to, I'd like to check that out. Built my youngest daughter. I built her a dollhouse when she was small. We still have it stashed away. Maybe it'll be something that the granddaughter will get, and it has nothing in it. So the elegant dollhouse is definitely on
my
short list.
Might be on your list, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
and the ladies there are really, really, really nice. So you might, who knows, I may have given you a shopping tip that you need there.
Absolutely. Well, okay, let's get to it. At the top of every Travel Guys radio program, we do our best to bring you up to date on what's been going on in the travel news. And with that, of course, here is Mark.
Well, you haven't lost your mind if you ride Uber, and I'm guessing Lyft is the same. This particular little study here has tracked Uber fares over the last 18 months. And according to GridWise, a rideshare app for drivers, the price of an Uber ride has risen an eye-watering 79%. Since the second quarter of 2019. So wait a minute, that would be a little more than 18 months. That would be 24 months. 70, I don't take Uber as much because I haven't been traveling as much, and I tend to lean towards Lyft, but I don't know. It seems like the two of them are probably somewhat interchangeable from a pricing standpoint. I have noticed that the prices have been going up. I might suggest to you that in a lot of places, Uber and Lyft prices are not cheaper than what taxis used to be a couple of years ago in those going to and from those same locations. So I don't know if this the convenience of this, yes, but the cheapness of getting around Uber and Lyft-wise, maybe somebody can call and tell us who rides Uber and Lyft a lot. But the prices have, at least according to one study, have gone up pretty dramatically. Delta Airlines says that they will keep, if you have status with Delta Airlines, no matter how much you traveled this year or last year, you will still have that status next year. They are the first air carrier to announce that their better customers will still be considered their better customers, even if you weren't their better customers for a while, because they don't have very many better customers right now, and they're waiting to find out if you're still the same customer that you used to be. If that makes any sense to you, call me and explain it to me. But anyways, the other carriers, United says, we're going to wait a couple months to see what happens here. They're kind of hoping that, the travel world explodes and they don't have to give up as much next year. United also says coach passengers can soon pre-order snacks and beverages. The option is now available in the online reservation details section of its website for flights beginning tomorrow from Chicago to four cities. Guess which city happens to be one of the four? Sack of Tomatoes.
How about that, huh?
So starting for tomorrow from Chicago to Honolulu, San Diego, Orange County, and Sacramento, you can pre-order overpriced snacks on the airplane, and they will deliver them to you. So maybe I'll try that. I'm flying to Chicago nonstop a week from tomorrow. My goodness. On United.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. I'll check that out and report back, Thomas. Anyway.
By the way, are you going to be back by Sunday for the show?
Yes, I am. United, if United allows, I plan to be back about 11:30 on Sunday morning.
Okay. Just ladies and gentlemen, Tom will be doing the show solo next Sunday, as Mark will be stuck in LaGuardia or something.
Canada says that you can start coming to Canada to visit starting on the 9th of August. The United States says you might be able to come home starting the 21st of August. So, if you're going to Canada on the 9th, just make sure that you have plans, enough money to stay until the 21st. Or if you go to Canada before they work out this coming home part, it was nice knowing you, and we'll see you when you can come back.
Is it they're quarantining people that go into Canada?
The U.S. is, they're just not letting people come back from Canada. So if you go on a leisurely trip on the 9th and think you're coming home on the 12th, unless something changes, probably not so much. We're hoping that the border back from Canada will open the 21st. Of course, all of this Delta variant and stuff is goofing things up considerably, although the states that are doing the best with COVID right now tend to be the northern tiered states in the U.S., so that may have the border really needs to get open. There are a lot of people, commerce-wise and family-wise and stuff. I mean, never mind those of us who would like to make some money by taking people over the border. There are a lot of other reasons that people need to get across the border. So let's hope that that really does get open, because that would be a step really and truly in the right direction. If you are in Canada and you want to come home,
mm-hmm.
you know, or if you want to go to Canada or just any of those sorts of exciting little things, why then you know, I'm just saying, it's been, what, a year and a half, and Canadians, it's like trade shows and stuff, Canadians can't come to trade shows because they can't get over the border.
So what's the deal with the baseball teams in Toronto and in Canada?
They just went home. The Blue Jays just went home to Toronto this weekend. So for the first time now in this season, the Blue Jays are playing at home. So they've been playing in Buffalo, been playing in Florida. So they're going home to limited audiences. But the Canadians have done a great job in bringing down their virus numbers. So they were behind us a few weeks ago. Now they're ahead of us. It's kind of a horse race. Things tend to jockey back and forth. All right. Theater is starting up in San Francisco in a couple of weeks. Hamilton for 4 weeks only, starting August the 10th at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets will be available. And I don't have a lot of mask and other details there, so you'll have to ask that when you buy tickets. But if you're waiting to go back into the theater and you've been vaccinated, there is an opportunity to see Hamilton. It's going to be on a short run in San Francisco. And then, of course, we're counting on it starting up here in Sacramento as theater starts up again down at the Redone Convention Center. So that's only a couple of months away. Steve LaRosa is going to tell us a little bit about the Cruise Fest on Fulton Avenue, which is coming up in just a couple of months. Looks like that's going to be back, so stay tuned for that after the news at the bottom of the hour. Legoland in New York opened up last week. Just what I want to do right now is go to a theme park and jump in the water with a bunch of people that I don't know. Southwest Airlines has filed suit against a search site called Skiplagged, which has been around for a long time. They have been displaying Southwest airfares, and Southwest is real picky about this. They don't let a lot of these sites even display their airfares. Never mind that you can't sell their tickets. You're not even allowed to display their airfares. So if you use Skiplagged to check on Southwest fares, bingo, tomorrow you may figure out that it's no longer there. Australia says, Tom, they're going to reopen the borders when 80% of the population is vaccinated. Today's number, 67. So they got a little ways to go. If they can get to 80%, my question would be, why can't we get to 80%?
Honestly, yes.
One last word here. Hawaii Tourism plans to manage visitation to Oahu. The Hawaii Tourism Authority has approved a plan to manage tourism on Oahu. Residents don't seem to be happy. If residents are not happy, then visitors are not going to have a good experience. There are similar plans for other islands. However, the plan for Oahu is reported to have a greater impact since the island receives the vast amount of Hawaiian visitors.
So they said that they're going to manage tourism. What
yes.
does that look like?
Aha! I knew you were going to ask that question, and we don't know the answer to that yet.
That's great.
So the Hawaiian Visitors Authority, which has a budget of somewhere in the neighborhood of $30 to $40 million, it's a big budget. They're a big agency. So this will be interesting. They're since the visitors came back to the islands, there's been a big pushback from the residents because they got to see what things were like without people around. And if they weren't involved in tourism and they didn't need tourism to make their money, then they may have decided that, you know what, we liked it the way it was rather than the way it is. My guess is that this is going to take some real effort on the behalf of visitors to be respectful of people who live there and not block their driveway or drive on their lawn or, you know, run over their pets or, you know, just be rude when they're out. Or, and, you know, it's some of this is just not going to somewhere else where someone lives and acting like it's your home when it's not.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
All right. That's your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom. Again, TravelGuysRadio.com for links to our special guests and lots of other good stuff related to travel and even something, a few things that aren't. All right. We're going to take a few minutes and talk about those fake smoking and fake other charges on the rise at hotels and some tips on perhaps how you can avoid some of that stuff. That's next here on the Travel Guys. Yeah, on the boats, on the planes, on the trains. I want to go back to San Antonio, Mark, and my daughter will be giving birth here in September. And do a baby shower thing and so forth. And I'm scared to death, more so than ever before, to get on a plane, even though I've been vaccinated, concerned that I'm just going to drag some Delta, and I'm not even flying Delta, bring some sort of Delta virus with me there, I tell you, you know, so... All you folks out there, pray for me to make the right decision. I don't know what that is.
I think the United virus is better than the Delta virus, although the American and the Southwest viruses are, you know, also dominant in some regions.
All right.
Oh, I think those are called hub airports.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get to it. I think last time when we did a smarter segment, travel segment, we talk so much that we only had 30 seconds to be smarter, so let's get at it here. And other charges.
Well, you know, we've had this problem with rental cars for a while now, for several years, people taking rental cars back and real or perceived, the rental car company deciding that you had smoked in the car or there was some evidence, and we've had this also with hotels where, you know, you go in, and sometimes people create this for themselves. They do something inadvertent. They empty an ashtray in the toilet bowl, and they flush it, but there's still evidence that where those ashes come from when the housekeeper comes in the next day and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I've never had one of these bogus charges put on my bill. So for one of these reasons, so I haven't had the opportunity to go through trying to get it taken off, but you really have to be careful about a lot of the people who find themselves in these positions. They don't always tell the truth when they're trying to get an advocate like Chris Elliott or somebody to plead their case. Sometimes they say, well, there's no way that they could have gotten me. And when indeed they emptied an ashtray in the room or they left an empty cigarette package or something. If you go into a room, I think this is the point. If you go into a hotel room and you think to yourself, huh, Smells a little weird in here. Smells a little bit like smoke.
Weird, little stale. Little
something
smoky.
Else. Yeah, it could even just be stale, which some hotel rooms are if nobody stayed in them for a while. The first thing you got to do is you got to call the front desk and say, look, I just got to this room, and I've detected a strange smell. And I don't know what it is, but I'd like you to document the fact that when I walked in the door to the room, that there was a strange smell in here. I don't know if it's smoke or garbage under the bed or what it is, but it's a different smell, and I want it to be noted that this happened. Because, indeed, now you've protected yourself against somebody coming back later and saying, well, you know, here's what happened. These seem to be coming, you'd say, well, are these coming from, like, small hotels that are, like, owner-operated or something like that, so there's an incentive to take people's money? But that doesn't seem to be the case. Chain hotels, just as much as small hotels by the side of the road. So what incentive does a hotel have to piss off a customer over a couple hundred bucks, a customer who might indeed not take it laying down and try to make sure that, you know, if you get into one of those situations, you check into a hotel room and everything isn't perfect, and for whatever reason you're going to stay there, it's late at night, the front desk doesn't answer the phone, they don't have any other rooms, take some pictures like you would with that rental car that you're taking back. Take some pictures if something in the room is not right, if a countertop is broken or, you know, there was glass on the floor from that you couldn't figure out what it came from, anything like that. Take a picture, photograph it, take a video. Here's another thing that seems to be a part of the scam here. People who have debit cards are getting hit more often than other people. You know, you use a debit card at a hotel, they put a hold on a certain amount of money for miscellaneous things and stuff like that. Now they already have access to that money. So don't, if you can avoid it, Don't use a debit card when you're charging a hotel room. Use an actual credit card, and that will make it a little more difficult. I don't have time to explain all of the wherefores now, but it will make it a little more difficult for the hotel to go back and grab your money without you having a say in it. So try not to use a debit card if you can. And again, if there's anything that doesn't appear right when you check in, go back down to the front desk. If the phone is one thing, but go down to the front desk, and now you've spoken to somebody, and gee, your name is Jerry, and so I at least know that I came down and talked to Jerry and told Jerry that, you know, these situations existed.
Very good, very good. You know, I've on many occasions had a situation, whether it was an odor or otherwise, and generally speaking, you know, they'll swap you out if there's rooms available. They'll change rooms without a lot of complaints to make sure that you're satisfied with your stay. Of course, arriving late can create its own set of problems. Smells, whether it's in a hotel room or in a car, it's interesting how stuff can linger and how long it can linger for.
Yep.
Have you ever picked up a pizza in the evening and you take it home to
eat? Picked one up last night, and this morning I got in the car, and the inside of the car smelled like pizza. There you go. Perfect example.
That's what I'm talking about. So that's how long an odor will linger. So if you think that you're going to be able to smoke in that car and nobody's going to notice it a day later or whatever, and, you know.
Hey, next week we've got, for the Smarter Traveler segment, we've got a situation where somebody got the worst view on the cruise ship, got a great deal on a cabin, didn't read the contract real carefully, and so yeah. We'll try to help you from getting the worst cabin or the worst view on a cruise ship next week here in the Smarter Traveler segment on the Travel Guys.
All right. Well, let's see. Coming up next, our my buddy Steve LaRosa, our Travel Guys road reporter, is going to join us again. It's been quite some time. We're going to do a what's going on around town. We're going to focus on outdoor activities with Steve. I think you're going to enjoy it. Also talk a little bit about the Cruise Fest along Fulton Avenue coming back. That's all right here on this edition of the Travel Guys. Don't go away. We'll be back right after the news. That's the dulcet tones of Marvin Gaye, my friends, which signals it's time for What's Going On. And this week, some ideas for getting out and about in our area. And we got the Travel Guys road reporter, Steve LaRosa, with us. Steve, it's been a while. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. Have you missed me?
We have missed you a lot. And we've missed your reports and being able to get out and about. And in most cases, people are able to do that. So let's go ahead and get started. Where are we headed first?
I thought we'd take a gander at... Well, funny I said gander because there were probably geese and gander were the same. The Cosumnes River Preserve. I don't know if you've ever been there, but the Cosumnes River Preserve consists of over 50,000 acres of wildlife habitat and agricultural lands. And the habitat supports that wildlife, including birds that migrate throughout the Pacific Flyway.
Where would you go? How do you get there?
Okay, so basically, if you're in Sacramento, you get on Franklin Boulevard and stay on it forever. And eventually you're going to run into Galt, probably sign saying, okay, preserve is right over there. So it's 13501 Franklin Boulevard in Galt.
Okay.
And by the way, they have over 10 miles of trails and more birds than Alfred Hitchcock could ever wish for. Ba-da-boom.
There you go. Go to travelguysradio.com. We'll have a link to the website, which will give you directions as to how to get there. Is this just a day trip, Steve, something that you can do in an afternoon?
Yeah, I noticed there was a handful of trails, and we went on a couple of them, and 1,000 birds, and it was very relaxing just to wander along the trails and see all the wildlife. And they're like just yards off the trail, so you can get a close-up view of all these birds. It's pretty cool.
Outstanding. Well, your next one on your list here, I have been to the FEU Sacramento Nature Center over there in Ansel Hoffman Park. Tell folks about it, Steve.
Very similar. It's a 100-acre nature preserve with riparian and oak woodlands, shrublands, meadows, and aquatic habitat right along the American River.
Mm-hmm. All right. Again, we're going to have a link to that at travelguysradio.com. But about where can we expect to find it? What's the best route?
If you know Ansel Hoffman Park, it's towards the back of Ansel Hoffman Park, which is 2850 San Lorenzo Way in Carmichael.
Mm-hmm.
On the trails, there's a number of signs along the way describing the wildlife and the greenery. And if you're lucky, you can see deer, squirrels, coyotes, wild turkeys, rabbits, snakes, hawks, owls, woodpeckers, and songbirds, and all kinds of waterfowl along the river, and there's ponds. Again, another sort of day outside where you can take a leisurely stroll and see some cool little creatures running around, and it's well worth it. They have an exhibit hall there and a discovery shop where you can buy sort of nature-oriented items for nature lovers. But I can tell you this, it's open Tuesday through Sunday from 9 to 5 through October.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't mention that Cozumel River Preserve, by the way, Tom, is open 8 to 5, but that's 7 days a week, whereas the FEA Center is Tuesday through Sunday.
Is that how it's pronounced, FEA?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay, because I used to call it FEU, and I'm sure I'm more than likely wrong, because when it comes to pronunciations, that's often the case. If you're just joining us, I'm with Steve LaRosa. We're talking about fun things to do outdoors around the Sacramento area. And Steve, I see you have one more on your agenda for today. What do you got?
Cruise Fest on Fulton Avenue, Tom. And it's going to be, this year is going to be Saturday, October 2nd, and it's from 3 to 7. And it's basically 400 classic and custom cars, and they'll have food trucks and a beer garden. And they cruise. That call just coming in from the White House, but I'm going to ignore that from now. They cruise from Fulton Avenue from El Camino to Marconi. This year, coming back for a return appearance is... it's really spectacular. Save Mart's 12-foot-tall mega motorized shopping carts.
Wow.
Now and this thing, Tom, it's powered by a 454 Chevy engine.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, and it can accommodate a handful of passengers and a few bags of groceries, we like to say.
Oh, cool. All right. Again, travelguysradio.com, links to, I'm guessing, maybe pictures, too. What else?
Well, new this year, answering the bat signal. It's the seventh replica of the Batmobile ever built. This one is owned by Bob Golsand, who lives in Meadowview. Now, and I'll tell you, these are the Batmobiles that were fully licensed and authorized by DC Comics and Warner Brothers. And they're only 14, and Bob's winner of lucky number 7. It looks like we're going to be raffling off a ride in the Batmobile this year. So
cool.
That's a cool thing.
Now, Steve, the Cruise Fest is a benefit. Does it cost to go? How do you donate? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the Cruise Fest on Fulton Avenue is a benefit for the California Automobile Museum, Tom. And it's free to the public, but cruisers... actually, you have to register at calautomuseum.org. And for museum members, it's $40. And non-members, it's $50. And day of, $75. So you want to get your registration in early. Last time we did this, pre-pandemic, it sold out.
And don't forget, California Automobile Museum is a 501c3 organization. Go to travelguysradio.com. We got a link there to calautomuseum.org and all the information that you might need. Hey, Steve, thanks so much for coming back and being with us here on the Travel Guys and what's going on.
You bet, Tom. Great to be back.
All right. Good to have Steve back on. Yeah, out and about.
Yep.
You know, I'm thinking about dragging the old Honda Del Sol out of the And the old garage there, you know, it's not old enough to be in the hot August nights. They take only things that are, I don't know, 73 or older.
Uh-huh.
But I could get the old little red Honda Del Sol out. It's 93.
You think so?
Give it a little, get a little spit shine, and I can go cruising.
When we come back after this break, we are going to talk a little bit about COVID, about the folks who have been vaccinated and the folks who haven't, and how that's impacting the travel industry, and have a little update for sports leisure travelers, right? That's coming up next, right here on the Travel Guys.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
Welcome, my friends. It's Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, the travel and entertainment guys here on KFBK. Every Sunday, 3 to 4, you can kind of check in on what's going on with the travel guys, as well as find podcasts from previous shows, lots of information to make you a smarter traveler at our website, travelguysradio.com. And as we frequently do here on the Travel Guys, we call on Mark and what we refer to as JOMO, just one man's opinion. And I believe you have one for us, Mark.
I've never been short. People who know me know I've never been short of opinions. I truly just don't get it. I really don't get it. The vaccines have been out for months. They're not perfect. But witness the fact that people who are in hospitals and morgues right now from COVID are, by and large, in some cases 100%, people who didn't get vaccinated. And I truly don't understand this. Folks, you don't live in a bubble. All the rest of us, we're all interdependent on each other. If we can't get to the point to where we can strike this, you know, the variant we have now, what's going to happen when something bigger than this comes and it outstrips the vaccinations, and then we're going to be back where we started, and then it'll be fine for the people who didn't get vaccinated. They'll say, well, told you this would happen. But the reason it happened is because of you. Truly. There are a tremendous number of businesses who have come back, and you talk to these people, and they are hanging on. They barely made it to this point. And if something happens to interrupt their business for another 4, 6, 8 weeks, they probably won't be back. And so you look back in history and you see time of the Depression, you see times of war and things like that. When the country came together, we don't seem to be able to come together on something that is life-threatening to a great number of people. You have a situation where you want to be able to travel to see potentially a new family member.
Well, you know, the situation today in regards to getting on an airplane and traveling, in my case, or my daughter's oldest daughter and my wife, travel to see our daughter in San Antonio is, you know, is quite a bit different than it was some months ago. Even, you know, when the vaccines, people were getting vaccines and the airlines were having the middle seat open and everybody was wearing a mask. Flying to San Antonio 6 months ago, to me, would have felt safer than it is flying now, because now you're shoulder to shoulder. In a lot of cases, you're clearly with people who have chosen to not get the vaccine. As far as I know, I guess we're still wearing masks on planes.
We are.
But there's going to be a lot of places where they're not going to be wearing masks. Yes. Vaccinated folks like us will be exposed to people that perhaps have the variant. We may not get sick, but now we're carrying on us. And then we're going to visit a new mama with an unborn baby. And the possibility of spreading that virus to my daughter, the new mama, and to that baby, just horrifies me, and it puts me in a situation where we don't know what to do. Will we travel? Maybe not. We ask the San Antonio daughter who's pregnant, what do you think? You know, she's desperate to want to see us and have us come and visit and be part of the experience. Not to mention later on in September when she's actually going to give birth. And who knows what the situation will be then. Right now, it looks like her husband can be in the room when she gives birth. 6 weeks from now.
Yeah, who knows?
That could change.
Well,
and she could be. And here again, I point at those that have chosen to not get vaccinated as the main reason why we're in this situation. Now, you know, we talk a lot about it here on the Travel Guys, and we encourage you to get vaccinated, get the shot. You have your reasons, and a lot of folks have reasons they feel are very important and make sense. Don't hesitate to shoot us a note at travelguysradio.com. You know, if you stand on the other side of the fence and say, you guys don't know what you're talking about. We have good reasons. The vaccine isn't all that great, yada, yada. Feel free to shoot us a note at travelguysradio.com on our comment page and let us know what you think.
We would love to share what your thoughts are, because I truly am perplexed, and it's not because I'm trying to be mean to people or any. I just don't understand. I've taken myself, probably close to a couple hundred people on the road this summer. To my knowledge, we have no incidents where people have gotten sick. But we were a little more protected. We were in a situation where people were masking up and stuff. Now we're on this honor system where, you know, I go to the gym yesterday. There's 3 dozen people in the gym. I know that some of those people are not vaccinated. And so the gym has said, well, everybody has to wear a mask, but they don't really have the staff to make sure that everybody does that. So you go in, and about half the people are wearing masks properly, and about half aren't. And my suspicion is the ones that are not wearing them properly were the people who didn't want to wear a mask in the first place, who probably didn't get vaccinated. And so they represent the biggest challenge. Maybe I'm wrong in that, but that seems like logical assumption. I now see all of these frontline people that we were all so concerned about, the grocery people and the food people and everything, and they're still hiding behind masks and all of this plastic and everything. Is that just our fate forever? Do we not? Suddenly we don't care about those people anymore. I mean, we cared about them for a while, but now we don't care about them. And what about people who have jobs in the tourism industry or the hospitality industry? Guess what? It's 1/10 of the entire economy. Roughly one out of every 10 jobs is dependent on the tourism and hospitality industry. So if you want to, you can blow that off if you want to, but if you do, your unemployment rate is going to go up pretty dramatically. I think we've already seen that. So I feel like this is more than just one man's opinion at this point, but I wish that people would consider, if you're one of those folks who's been on the fence through all of this, and you're kind of thinking, well, I don't know if I do. I don't really travel any, and I don't, you know, I just go to work and come home and you know, just consider getting the shot. You know, it's just kind of a civic sort of thing that you do for the good of the greater good of everybody around. I mean, I guess that's just my opinion. I want to share something too, Tom, about from Sports Leisure Vacations, which is the tour company that I own. We have a COVID policy that has been changing and shifting as time goes on. Folks can travel on our escorted tours if they have been fully vaccinated, or up until this point, if they'd had one shot. They'd had their first shot. It'd been at least a week. That provides a considerable amount of protection. We're going to amend that just slightly, starting with trips that depart actually in about 3 weeks. Folks who haven't received their final documents, there it's going to change from partial vaccination to full vaccination. If you have a medical reason for not being vaccinated and you can prove it, you can show that reason for not being vaccinated, then, of course, you can be tested within 3 days of departure. I will tell you, the good news is that Sports Leisure Vacations trips have been going out, by and large, 100% vaccinated. Or if we have one or two people who are not vaccinated, it's because truly they had a medical reason for not getting that vaccine, and they were able to present that to our satisfaction. So it's worked very well for us. We are traveling safely, but gosh, it would be so much better if we had the confidence that the people who are traveling around us we're making the same effort to travel safely, too, and the people that we have to interact with along the way.
You know, we're not very far away from people back in the Golden One Center. There's the California Classic, which is back, was off for a few years, where the Kings meet up with the Lakers, Miami, and the Warriors, and they do a little round-robin play for 2 days. And be curious to see how much of the arena is going to open up. I have the opportunity to go to one of those games. I am guarded as to whether I will actually show up.
Yeah. How long before the event?
It is the 3rd and 4th.
Of August. Oh, so
it's just days away.
Okay.
Days away. And I watch, you know, we're watching the Giants right now. How many people are in those stands? How close together are they?
Yeah.
And how many of them are wearing masks? And then ask yourself, how many have been vaccinated? You know, I loved Full House. I think it's exciting to see the crowds there. But I am worried for a lot of the people that are there.
Well, I'm vaccinated, so I feel like that. I feel reasonably safe myself, but I don't want to give this. I don't want to be the conduit that takes it from an unvaccinated person and gives it to another unvaccinated person. And, you know, the vaccine is no guarantee that you're not going to get sick. It's pretty close. Here's a couple of things before we go here, Tom. Travelers United poll from last week. Are you planning to travel this summer? Pretty simple. There were four possible answers. Yes, I am vaccinated, but not traveling to places with high COVID infections. 58%. So that's, since there were four answers, a 58%. I'm vaccinated, but I'm not going to go to places where it appears as though there could be problems. Yes, I'm vaccinated, so I feel it's safe. I'll travel wherever I wish. That's 33%. So see, vaccinated people, that's 91%. Who are saying, hey, I feel confident traveling. I'm not vaccinated but still plan to travel this summer, 6%. I'm not vaccinated so will not travel this summer, 3%. So maybe, Tom, maybe this is all just – maybe we're making a whole lot of something out of nothing, and that most of the people who are out there traveling and moving around with us are people who have been vaccinated, and so we're safe to each other. I suspect in the next few weeks – we're going to find out because more of our fellow citizens who have not been vaccinated, I hate seeing those interviews where people say, gosh, you know, I should have gotten this and I didn't. So don't be one of those people. Please don't be one of those people. There are a lot of great places to go on the planet, and we plan to take you to some of those places in the coming weeks and months and years ahead. So it would be good to have you around. Next week, Tom, we are going to talk to some folks, I hope, who are part of a website called Kill Resort Fees. And so hopefully we will be able to take a step forward. You know, we lost the president who was a hotelier. So now we have a president who doesn't have a stake in hotels. So maybe it's a possibility that we might see some of these people who have been bending the rules and stuff, that it won't be quite as easy for them. Maybe we'll see some people step up for us in government. We'll find out next week.
There you go. All right. Well, you know, resort fees, making them go away and special offers and all of that has been it's part of the come on to get people back out on the road. It'll be curious to see once we're all able to where we go from here. Well, look, that's it for today. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget now, travelguysradio.com, podcasts from previous shows. In the meantime, my friend, you stay well, and we'll see you next week. Final word, Mark.
Dance like nobody's watching. We'll talk to you next week here on the Travel Guys.